last weekend was the king salmon opener on the Nanilchik River. Yesterday, the Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced new restrictions for the river after seeing lower than expected escapement numbers for kings. Beginning June 2nd, only one unbaited artificial lure will be allowed while sport fishing on the Nanilchik and Anchor Rivers and Deep Creek. KDLL's Shaylin Cochran visited the Nanilchik last weekend. He reports the fishing was slow, but for the locals, opening weekend is about a lot more than just catching fish.
Despite this year's lower-than-average outlook for king salmon fishing around the state, opening day saw plenty of eager anglers waiting for this year's first bite. Among those dotting the banks and shallow, clear waters of the Nanilchik River were the men of the Demers family, Greg and his two sons Coulter and Tristan, and their longtime fishing buddies Wes Coons and Cody Weiss. I caught up with them all Saturday morning when they were into hour number 7. As I spoke with each of them, a couple of observations remained consistent. Over the years, they've seen fewer fish and more people, but even so, being on the river for opening weekend is a long-held tradition.
There's a lot more people in general than there used to be. This little river got discovered and it got loved to death. So many people.
That was Greg Demers. He spent a career as a biologist with Fish and Game and now spends his summers enjoying the river more than studying it. As we stood and talked in the slow-moving water, the conversation turned to those rather meager numbers projected this year by Fish and Game for king salmon. And again, Greg pointed to the fact that more people are on the river and taking advantage of local guide services and sport fishing opportunities.
I have a lot of friends that are in the business, and so it hurts me to say that, you know, because I know that individually they're good, responsible people and all that, but they're pretty damn effective at killing fish. You know, and when that industry is allowed to expand without regulation, it's like any other industry, you know, when you're depleting a natural resource. Mm-hmm. So it's like salmon are fighting a losing battle.
Just then, another salmon lost the battle.
What's up? Tristan!
Get some? Tristan's got one! Oh, my brother's got one. Just come down here.
We fished here last night at midnight and didn't touch a thing in this very hole. And then came down first light. Within 15 minutes, we got two.
Right on.
So.
That catch went to Greg's son, Tristan, who works as a commercial fisherman for most of the year. He'd had mixed results to that point, with some good bites early, then nothing until that jack came along. He and his brother Coulter have spent their entire lives fishing the Nanilchik and other rivers on the southern peninsula. For them, it's less about the thrill of the hunt and more about being with friends and family. Here's Coulter.
Not only this river my whole life, I grew up, we're at the pavilion up there, you know, pavilion campsite. My brother, that guy Cody right there, he's my neighbor in Hidden Hills, Anchor Point. We all grew up at camping at that pavilion, and now we get it like every memorial.
Right on.
Kind of a ritual.
At the end of the day, all seemed to agree that regardless of the final bag count, what was most important was being on the river and making sure that the river is always healthy enough to fish, a point made clear as I helped Coulter with a refill.
I'm going to throw that in my back.
You bet.
Need another? By the way, never litter on my river.
Not ever.
That's one of my biggest pet peeves.
Need a refill? You good?
Yeah.
There you are, sir.
And what's it like to get that first bite of the year?
You can try to describe it, but, you know, it's really exhilarating. It's exciting as hell, you know what I mean? And that's fun, because you get a big fish like that running around these corners, and, you know, you're chasing them down the river and fighting them, and it's really fun.
Reporting from the Nanilchik River, I'm Shaylin Cochran.